A Curious Experience, Mark Twain. Often regarded as America's greatest humorist and possibly its greatest writer, Samuel Langhorne Clemens, 1835 to 1910, took the pseudonym Mark Twain, a term used to describe water's depth that he heard while working as a pilot on the Mississippi River. Although he described and commented on serious events of the day in his work, he generally employed humor to soften his often controversial positions. It is seldom acknowledged, but Mark Twain played a major role in the development of detective fiction. His first published book, The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County and Other Sketches, 1867, tells the story of a slick stranger who filled Jim Smiley's frog with quail shot to win a bet. An early and outstanding tale of a confidence game. More important is Twain's Life on the Mississippi, 1883, in which Chapter 31 is a complete self-contained story, a thumbprint and what came of it, which is the first time in fiction that fingerprints are used as a form of identification. Twain used the same device in The Tragedy of Pudd'nhead Wilson, 1894, in which the entire plot revolves around Wilson's courtroom explanation of the uniqueness of a person's print. Most of Twain's contributions to the mystery genre are humorous. The Stolen White Elephant, 1882, is an out-and-out parody, as is A Double-Barreled Detective Story, 1902, which has Sherlock Holmes in its crosshairs. Tom Sawyer Detective, 1896, is a classic tale of the humorous consequences of leaping to conclusions. Less successful are A Murder, A Mystery, and A Marriage, 1945, unpublished at the time of Twain's death and issued in an unauthorized 16-copy edition, and Simon Wheeler Detective, 1963, an unfinished novel published more than a half-century after the author's death by the New York Public Library. A Curious Experience was originally published in the November 1881 issue of Century Magazine. It was first collected in The Stolen White Elephant, etc., Boston, James R. Osgood and Company, 1882.